们同心祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你又让我们再次到你的面前。
Once again, you let us gather before you.
我们十分的相信你有许多的话要向我们说。
Lord, we truly believe that you have a lot of words to say to us.
因为你是说话的神。
Because you are God of words.
你从前说了许多的话。
You used to say a lot of words.
你现在还在说话。
And today you continue to speak.
你不住的用你说过的话，今天向我们很新鲜的说出。
You continue to speak to us in a refreshing way.
我们都在这里等候你。
Lord, we wait upon you.
主给我们灵里面向你是敞开的。
Lord, give us an open spirit before you.
你赐人智慧和启示的灵可以自由运行在当中。
May your spirit of wisdom and revelation be free to move around us.
把你自己的话向我们解开。
So that you open your words toward us.
向我们发出亮光。
And shine your light upon us.
主啊，我们十分需要。你给我们里面明亮到一个地步，没有看不见你自己的话。
Lord, we ask you to shine your light upon us so we will see you and your words.
所以我们一同来仰望我们的主。
So Lord, we look upon you together.
但愿你借着圣灵在我们里面做工的时候，你叫我们的眼目是明亮。
So when your spirit works in us, our eyes are enlightened.
你让我们的心思也是苏醒的。
So that our hearts are enlightened too.
主叫我们真看见你用什么的心情来看你所买赎的人。
So we'll see, Lord, what kind of hearts you use to look upon the people you redeemed.
主啊，我们要向你低头敬拜。
But we bow down before you and worship you.
因为你从来就没有改变你的心意。
Because you have never changed your hearts.
你说用永远的爱来爱你所买赎的。
He said you use your everlasting love to love those you redeemed. And you use your love to draw us. Because Lord, you cannot leave us alone. Lord, indeed we receive your grace. So today we are here being treated by you in such a way.
你没有把一样好处留下不给我们。
You have not reserved any good things that you did not give us.
你全都给了我们。
You gave us everything.
连同你的自己，你都没有留下。
Even yourself, you did not reserve.
我们向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we bow down and worship you.
晚上当我们翻开你话语的时候。
So tonight, when we look at your words.
主，用着你的话，说我们今天该听的话。
Lord, use your words to speak to us, the words that we ought to listen to.
主啊，我们仰望。
Lord, we look upon you.
谢谢我们的主。
We thank you, Lord.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉主的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 我们还是要在耶利米书三十一章那里来看神借着耶利米所说的话。
We'll continue to look at Jeremiah chapter 31 and see what God has spoken to Jeremiah.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
因为他在那里宣告犹大一定要被掳，这个事实不能改变以后。
Because after he proclaimed that Judah would be taken into captivity, after that,
他也连随就宣告他将来要复兴以色列。
And he proclaimed at the same time that he will revive Israel.
因为他是用永远的爱来爱他的子民。
Because he used his everlasting love to love his people.
弟兄姊妹，你特别留意，他说是永远的爱。
We especially take note that he says an everlasting love.
什么叫做永远？
What is everlasting?
永远就是说没有时间可以停止的。
Everlasting means there's no ending in time.
也没有时间可以把它隔断的。
And there's no interruption.
如果能有一点点的隔断，那个就不是永远。
If there's any interruption, that's not everlasting.
永远是没有办法用时间来计算的。
And you cannot measure it with time.
你只是一直看见那个事实就存留、存留、存留。
And you see that the fact lasts forever.
神说他是用这样的爱来爱他所买赎的人。
And God said that he used this kind of love to love those he redeemed.
所以有些时候他要伸出管教的手来干预他的百姓。
So sometimes he would interview with his discipline in his people.
但是这个干预是暂时的。
But this is only temporary.
这个干预是为了扭转他们的悖逆。
This interfering is in order to turn them back from their rebellious.
我要叫他们在神的面前归回。
so that they can repent before God.
不再用背向着神。
So that they would not turn their back against God.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
所以当我们的主在那里宣告他要把以色列重新来恢复的时候，
So when our Lord proclaims that he will revive Israel once again,
他指出了以色列重新得建立这个事情是不能更改的。
He pointed forth that fact that the Israel will be revived, this fact cannot be changed.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
所以当我们从第三十一章的第四节开始。
So when we look at chapter 31, verse 4,
一直看到十四节。
Until verse 14.
我们看到那是神宣告将来以色列的复兴的时候的光景。
This is a proclamation of God stating the condition of Israel when it was revived.
但我们上次已经特别提了。
And last time we take special mention of.
神在这里的宣告不是应验在十四年。
This proclamation is not about the 70 years after Israel was brought back.
70年的归回还不能表达这里所说的。
Because that 70 years cannot express what is said here.
那70年的归回 以法莲和犹大没有条件重新合在一起。
Because in that 70 years, Ephraim and Judah, they cannot be united together.
因为当犹大回来的时候，
Because when Judah was brought back,
世上的以色列还不知道在哪里。
The fallen Israel, we don't know where they are.
所以我们要看到神在这里所说的他的恢复。
So we cannot see the revival that was mentioned by God here.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神是指着那一个恢复来说话。
God was speaking about that revival.
当然，这里边包括了七十年的归回。
And this included 70 years.
那七十年的归回，我们只能说它是一个序幕。
But the 70 years is only a prelude.
还不是那一个整个事情的那个表明。
But it doesn't express the entire matter.
那所以弟兄姊妹们，你特别留意。我们稍微提一提，弟兄姊妹你就看得到。
So, brother and sister will take special note of this. We'll mention this.
第七节
，verse seven.
等到神的恢复显出来的时候
，when the revival of God has expressed.
耶和华如此说：你们当为雅各欢乐歌唱，因万国中为首的欢呼。
This is what the Lord says: Sing with joy for Jacob, shout for the foremost of the nations.
那当为雅各歌唱。
Sing with joy for Jacob.
因为雅各在万国中成了为首的。
Because Jacob has become the foremost of the nations.
因为这个事情在历史上到今天你还没有看见成为事实。
This is not yet a fact yet.
一直等到将来国度显明的时候。
Until in the future when the kingdom was manifested.
这个事情就很清楚了。
And it will be clear.
犹大以色列就成了万国之首。
Judah and Israel will become the foremost of the nations.
我们常常都提到。
We often mention.
在国度的日子。
In the time of the kingdom.
列国要与神的关系要透过以色列人。
The relationships between all the countries and God is through Israel.
所以以色列在那个时候就成了万国之首。
So Israel at that time would become the foremost of the nations.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
但是以色列的归回。
The return of Israel.
他们是经过很不简单的经历的。
It has gone through a very rather difficult circumstances.
所以在这里也提到他们将来以色列的那个恢复是怎么回事。
So here it also mentions how Israel is brought back in the future.
详细的我们不必看了。
We're not going to look into it in detail.
我们只看光景，就整个就能领会了。
We're just going to look at the condition there.
第九节。
Verse 9.
他们哭泣而来。
They will come with weeping.
他们是哭着来的。
They come with weeping.
他们怎么哭着来的？
And why are they weeping?
我们不知道。
We don't know the reason.
但是有一件事情我们能领会的。
But that's one thing we can understand.
那个时候以色列的给复兴的。
And at that time when Israel was revived,
是剩下的余数。
It's only the remnant of Israel.
我们多次的提到。
We have mentioned it often.
在哈米基多顿的那一场战争所引出来的结果。
In the wall of Armageddon, when it burst forth.
那以色列人就困守在耶路撒冷。
And the Israel, they were surrounded.
但耶路撒冷
in Jerusalem.
还是没有办法能安全。
But Jerusalem was not safe.
以色列人耶路撒冷给攻破了。
And it was destroyed.
三分一的地方已经给联军占领了。
And one third was captured.
以色列剩下的没有路可走。
And they did not have a way to turn to.
那个时候他们祈求神。
And at that time they prayed to God.
神就让他儿子带同在荣耀里的教会一同降临到地上，成为他们的拯救。
And the Son of God, together with the glorious church, they come to the earth to become the salvation.
这一个时候，他们看见他们从前所砸的那一位。
And at that time, they see that the person, the one they insulted before.
他们看见从历史上一直到那个时候，他们在神面前所犯的那一个罪过显露出来了。
And they've seen the manifestation of their sins from history until that time.
他们杀害了神的儿子。
They killed the Son of God.
他们拒绝了神的儿子。
And they rejected the Son of God.
那现在他们看见。
And now they see.
所以他们都痛痛的悔改。
And so now they repent with weeping.
他们在那里哭泣。
And they're there to weep.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
尽管是这样。
Even though it's like this.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到。
My sisters, you take note.
我们再跳到一个地方，十三节。
We'll skip to verse 13.
那里怎么说呢？
What does it say there?
他说，那时处女别欢乐跳舞，年少的年老的也必一同欢乐，因为我要使他们的悲哀变为欢喜，并要安慰他们，使他们的愁烦转为快乐。
The maidens will dance and be glad, young men and old as well. I will turn the mourning into gladness. I will give them comfort and joy in self-sorrow.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这是神在宣告将来以色列复兴的时候那一个光景。
This is a proclamation of God when Israel was revived.
所有的愁苦都过去了。
All the sorrow will pass.
所有的悲哀的事情都停止了。
All those sad things will pass away.
在那一个地方。
And at that place.
他们充满了欢喜快乐。
They're full of gladness and joy.
那是神宣告以色列的重建。
This is what God has proclaimed about the revival of
Israel. 但问题在这里。
But that's a question.
以色列的重建。那一个过程是怎样呢？
What is the process of the rebuilding of Israel?
虽然现在还没有到那个时候。
Even though at this time we're
not there
yet. 但是我们
提过，三十一章是非常重要的一章。
But we've mentioned that chapter 31 is a very important chapter.
因为它是神的那个祭活的一个转机。
Because this is a turning point of God's plan.
所以是非常重要。
So this is very important.
那么当神宣告了这个以色列要恢复。
When God has proclaimed the revival of Israel.
但是那个恢复的过程是怎样呢？
But what is the process of the revival?
这里没有很明显的说。
It doesn't explain in detail here.
但是这说了几件事情。
But it points forth a few things.
这些事情在当时来说是非常非常的不明朗。
And at that time, these things are not very clear.
但是到了新约的时候。
But to the time of the New Testament.
我们就看见了。
We will see.
这些事情就从不明朗成为明朗。
And these things become clear.
比如说你可以留意。
And Burn Sister, you can
take note. 从十五节开始。
Starting from verse 15.
一直到的这一章圣经三十一章的末了。
Until the end of chapter 31.
那是说到神在他的工作工的过程里面一个很大的转变。
It talks about there's a change in God's work, in the process of God's work here.
而这一个转变呢,
and the change here
是借着神的儿子道成肉身来成全的。
It is accomplished by God's Son through the Word becomes flesh.
那从十五节那里你就看到一件事。
In verse 15, you see one fact.
他就说到，在拉玛听见号啕、痛哭的声音，是拉结哭他的儿女不肯受安慰。
It says a voice is heard in Ramah, mourning and great weeping, Rachel weeping for her children and refused to be comforted because her children are no more.
神当时是这样跟耶利米说。
This is what the Lord said to Jeremiah.
而以撒也因着这样的一件事情说了一些话。
And continued following is the same thing. But do you understand what it means?
我猜耶利米那个时候不会不懂。
I suppose Jeremiah did not understand at that time. He probably just knew that God said these things to him.
也许他当时就想到，大概是说到，被掳的时候，有很多孩子们都给杀了。
Maybe he would think this is about at the time of captivity, a lot of children were swallowed.
当然这个是我猜的。
And this is my guess.
但是无论如何，肯定耶利米那个时候不知道神对他说这个话的意思是什么。
But nevertheless, Jeremiah did not understand the meaning of these words spoken by God.
他以为就是耶路撒冷给攻破了，巴比伦的军兵涌进来了，所产生的那一种可怜的光景。
He would think this is the condition when Israel was attacked and people, the enemies came into Israel, and that's the condition at that time.
感谢神。
We thank God.
我们活在新约里面的人。
We who live in the New Testament time,
当时他们不懂的，我们懂。
That we understand what they did not understand.
什么事呢？
What is it?
就指着主。
It talks about the Lord. Talks about the Lord, the birth of the Lord.
主从天上到地上来了。
That the Lord came down from heaven to earth.
弟兄姊妹，你记得马太福音的里头。
For instance, you remember in the book of Matthew.
当那几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷的时候。
The three wise men, when they came from Jerusalem,
他们要寻找犹太人的王。
They were there to seek the king of Judah.
那希律王就说：“你找到了也回来告诉我。”
And King Herod told them, "If you find him, come and tell me."
他们找到了也没有回去告诉希律。
But after they found him, they did not go back to Herod.
那丢失了就晓得，希律当时下了一道命令。
Because we know that at that time Herod passed a law.
两岁以内的孩子全都杀光。
All those babes who are under the years of two, they will be killed.
你读到那一段事情的时候。
When you read about that incident.
你就读到这句话出来了。
And you will read this verse.
然后马太福音那里就说，就说了。
And in the book of Matthew it says.
这就应验了先知的话说。
So it talks about what the prophet says. It testifies.
在拉玛听见号啕的声音，是拉结哭他的儿女不肯受安慰，因为他们都不在。
That a voice is heard in Ramah, mourning and great weeping, Rachel weeping for children and refused to be comforted because her children are no more.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你就看到在耶利米这一段里面所记载的，神暗暗的在那里说出了神儿子要来。
So from what's recorded here in Jeremiah, we see that God has already foretold that his son is coming.
但是不是在那里说神儿子要来。
But we're not talking about the coming of the son of God.
而是说出神儿子来的时候，地用一个什么样的态度来对待神的儿子。
But it's the attitude that this world took when the son of God came to this world.
尤其是犹大的百姓。用什么态度来对待神的儿子
？Especially the attitude the people of Judah held against the Son of God when he came.
希律不是犹太人。
King Herod he was not a Jew.
但是他是当时犹太的犹太这个地区的王。
But he was the king of the region of Judah.
我们读降生的时候。
When we read about the birth of the Lord, and they heard.
哎呦，基督降生了。
That Christ was born.
弟兄姊妹，你记得当时人的反应是什么
？Do you remember what the reaction was at that time?
耶路撒冷合成的人都惊慌。
That the entire city of Jerusalem, they were in surprise.
他们不知道会发生什么事情。
They did not know what would happen.
但是他们并没有因着这个事情喜悦。
But they were not happy about this.
这个事实在耶利米的时候，神就先说了。
This fact was proclaimed in the book of Jeremiah.
然后神就一直往下说的时候。
And then the Lord continued to say.
神就告诉他们说。
And the Lord told them.
你们要回转。
You need to repent.
你们要悔改。
You need to repent.
你们不能用这种态度来对待神的儿子。
You cannot hold this attitude toward the Son of God.
这是底下的一些话。
And these are the words following.
我轻轻这样提一下就是。
And I'm just going to let you touch upon them.
因为重点还是不要，不是看这里。
Because this is not the emphasis here.
那说了这一件事情以后。
So after this was told.
那么二十一节开始。
Starting from verse 21.
神就对以色列说了一个很重的话。
God said this words to Israel solemnly.
说什么呢？
What did he say?
他说，你们要为自己设立一个指路碑。
God said set up road signs.
竖起那个引路柱。
Put up guideposts.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为你们现在走的路全走错了。
Because you're going the wrong way here.
你们像说要走的是宽阔的路。
Because you want to go to a wide road.
你们所走的是要走那个人都在那里称扬的路。
You want to go to a road where everybody likes to go.
但是你们走错了。
But this is the wrong road.
那个不是路。
This is not the road.
所以你们要从那个路上回转。
So you should repent from the road that you're taking.
这个城邑
and return to the city.
是哪个城邑呢？
What city?
耶路撒冷。
Jerusalem.
回到神的圣城。
To the holy city of God.
在那个地方来寻求神自己的带领和管理。
And you need to seek God's guidance and discipline at that
place. 因为只有那个地方才是神立为他名的。
Because this is the only place that's under God's name.
这是当然，这是有旧约的背景。
Because of course it has the background of the Old Testament.
因为神让以色列民认定耶路撒冷是神所拣选的。
Because God wants the people of Jerusalem to
understand. 神的工作在哪里？
Jerusalem is the city.
神的名在哪里？
That His work and His name is there.
神要在那里显明他的作为。
And He wished to manifest His work there.
所以神就让他们说，你们要回转，回来到这些城邑那边去。
So God said, return to these towns or cities.
这些那就不是单单指耶路撒冷了。
So it's plural, it's only not only Jerusalem.
当然，不是单单指着耶路撒冷。
Of course, it's not only talking about Jerusalem.
但是耶路撒冷确实这些城邑里边最中心的那一个城。
But Jerusalem is the focal point, the center point of among all these towns.
我们说清楚一点。
To make it more clear,
那是让他们回到神的应许地。
It is to bring them back to the land of promise of God.
你们该活在神的应许地。
That you should live in the land of the promise of God.
可以在神的应许地以外去寻找你们以为是可以找的路。
You should not seek those places or the ways outside of the promised land.
在神的应许以外是没有路的。
Outside of God's promise, there's no way.
所以底下就很清楚的告诉。责备他们说：“你们翻来覆去要等多久
？”So following it says clearly that how long will you wander？
然后神就宣告一件非常非常严肃的事。
And then God make a solemn proclamation.
他就宣告。
He proclaimed.
他说：“耶和华在地上造了一件新事。
”That the Lord will create a new thing on earth.
就是女子护卫男子。
A woman will protect a man.
我上次末了的时候特别提弟兄姊妹们回去想想，留意这一段话里边，特别是这一件事。
Last time I asked brothers and sisters to pay attention to this verse.
我不知道弟兄姊妹们有没有结论。
I don't know if brothers and sisters come up with a conclusion.
盼望主给我们能看到这一件事。
We pray that God will enlighten us on this matter.
弟兄姊妹你注意。
Brothers and sisters take note.
神在这里宣告。
God proclaimed here
宣告他造了一件新事
that he is creating a new thing
怎么造法呢
how does he create
是创造的造
is to create
不是在那里安排一下
it's not that he's there to only arrange something
是创造的造
but he's there to create
弟兄姊妹你听他姊妹念出英文你就知道
So in English it says create.
是创造的造。
Is to create.
什么时候造？
When does he create?
不知道什么时候造。
We don't know what the time is.
但当神说这个话的时候。
But when God says it.
这个事已经造了。
This has been done.
已经造了。
It has been created.
迷糊了，我们就迷糊了。
And now we are unclear.
既然是已经造了，那我们应该看得见。
So if it's created already, we should have seen it.
但是我们没有看见。
But we have not seen it yet.
耶利米也没有看见。
And Jeremiah did not see it.
神只是告诉他说。
God only told him.
我已经创造了一件新事。
I have already created a new thing.
但这个事情你现在看不见。
But at this time, you will not see it.
因为这个事情要在将来才发生的。
Because it will only happen in the future.
因为你练下去就晓得。
Because if you continue on.
这一个新事是什么呢？
What is this matter?
就是一个女子。
It's a woman.
将来要护卫一个男子。
In the future, will protect a man.
一个，一个。
It's one and one.
将来。
In the future.
中文把它翻成互惠。
In Chinese, it says protect.
但是实在的意思是什么呢？
But what is the real meaning of it?
老实说，这是非常难以明白的一处的经文。
And frankly speaking, it's very difficult to
understand. 因为没有别处的经文来印证这个事。
Because there are no other verses that can explain.
所以，如果你光是凭着这一句话来去领会的话，我们几乎可以说。没有条件。
So if you're only looking at this verse to try to understand it, we have no qualifications to do that.
但是如果你把这一句话的那个特别的地方都找出来。
But if you try to look for the special places of this verse,
我们就看到有点端倪了。
Then we can have some kind of hint.
什么事情？
And what is the matter?
神已经创造了。
That God has created.
但事情还没有发现。
But the matter,
还没有现出来。
The matter has not expressed yet.
要等将来才现出来。
And it will express in the future.
那这是什么现事呢？
And what is this matter?
那个事的内容就是说。
The content of this matter is.
一个女人。
One woman.
一个男人。
One man.
那我先把那个护卫这个词来说一说。
Let me first explain the word protect.
这一个字。有好几个意思。
This word has several meanings.
其中一个意思是护卫。
One of them is to protect.
但是护卫这一个词用在这里好像是容易给人接受。
It is easy for us to understand or to accept the word protect if it's used here.
但是你却找不到历史的事实。
But you cannot find it in a historical matter.
那既然没有找到这样的历史事实
，But if we can't find it in a historical way，
那显然这个互惠的这一个意思在这里是用不上的。
Then it doesn't seem to be very appropriate to use the meaning of protect。
那既然不是互惠，那应该是怎么样呢
？Then if it's not protect， what should it be？
这个字的另外这个意思是围绕。
The other meaning of this word is to surround.
但是围绕又不合理。
And it seems to be not very clear if you use the word surround.
十个女子围绕一个男人，那这个合理。
If we say several women or tens of women to surround a man, that's reasonable.
两个女人围绕一个男人也不合理。
Even with two women to surround a man is not reasonable.
起码你得要四个才能围绕得起来。
At least you take about four women to surround a man.
那所以说到这个意思的时候，这个围绕又用不上。
So when we use it this way, it seems like we cannot use the word surround here.
那既然这个又用不上。
So if we cannot use surround here, what else can we use?
还有一个意思。
That's another meaning.
包含，包括。
To include, to conclude.
那弟兄们，这个就给我们有点参考。
And then that's something we can look at it here.
所以一个女人把一个男人包起来。
So that a man, a woman, including a man.
这是怎么回事？
What does that mean?
当然，我不敢很肯定说，绝对是这样。
Of course, I'm not absolutely certain that.
但是从上下文就看下来。
But based on the context,
那这样的一个领会应该是可以接受。
That this understanding can be accepted.
那不是说到女人的后裔的那个事实吗？
Isn't it talking about the seed of the woman?
这不是说到我们的主借着玛利亚而来到人的中间的那件事情吗？
Isn't it talking about our Lord through Mary come to this world?
只有这样的一个事实才是一个女人包含着一个男人。
Only this fact that we can use this word to explain how a woman can include a man.
虽然我们承认这句话非常非常的难解。
Even though we admit that this is very difficult to understand.
但是这个可能性是存在。
But that's a probability here.
尤其是达密弟兄，他把这一个男人呢、啊，这个男子啊。引用到约伯记第三章那里，他就说还是一个男婴。
Especially because our brother Darby he used this in the context of Joel chapter 3 and he talked about a male baby.
他是用着那个希伯来文在那里引过去的，但是这个我不懂，我不晓得。但是他能引得出来，他大概也会有点根据。
And he was basing this on Hebrew, even though I don't really understand, but I think he should be right.
但是无论如何，我们这样子来看过来的时候
，Nevertheless, when we look at it this way,
我们看出有点端倪了。
Then we can see something here.
神说他已经创造了一件新事。
That God said He has created one thing.
那用新约的话来说，怎么说
？In the New Testament,
在创世以前，他定规了。
That He has ordained it before the foundation of the world.
在基督里这一个事实。
This fact is in Christ.
那在基督里这个事实怎么能跑出来呢
？How can we say that this is in Christ?
那就是女人的后裔显明的时候，这个事实就显明。
This fact is manifested when the seed of the woman is manifested.
我们真的感谢神。
We truly thank God.
虽然我不敢百分之一百说一定是这样。
Even though I cannot say with 100% that I'm sure about this.
但是对我个人来说，我已经是99.9%了。
But from my point of view, I'm pretty sure I'm 99.9%.
因为往下去看的时候。
Because if we continue on,
看得清楚了
we'll be even more clear.
那往上去看的时候怎么说呢
When we read on, what does it say?
他就说到神使被掳的人归回的时候就是23节当中
Here when God says, when I bring them back from captivity,
那他们在犹大地和其中的城市你再这样说
The people in the land of Judah and its towns will once again read these words. O righteous dwelling,
圣山啊,
O sacred mountain,
愿耶和华赐福给你,
the Lord bless you.
弟兄姊妹, 你看到这样的一个事情, 光景显出来。
My sister, you see this condition was manifested.
只有在国度的时候。
It's only during the time of the kingdom.
因为从他被掳以后一直到国度出现在犹大从来没有发生过这样的光景
Because this has never happened between the time of captivity until the time of the kingdom.
然后你又看又留意27节
And then we pay attention to verse 27.
耶和华说啊日子将到我要把人的种和牲畜的种播种在以色列家和犹大家。
And declares the Lord, the days are coming when I will plant the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the offspring of men and of animals.
如果只是说牲畜的种
If it's only the offspring of animals,
这个我们没有难处
then we wouldn't have any problem.
但是把人的种
But when we talk about the offspring of men,
再显著在以色列家和犹大家
that it will once again manifest in the house of Judah and Israel.
那以色列和犹大家都死光了吗？
Didn't the people all die at that time?
都没有人了吗
Isn't it all gone?
要神重新要把一个人的种在那里显出来吗
So is it so that God once again will put the offspring of man here?
在那里重新再来开始吗？
So once again, he'll restart everything?
显然就不是。
So for office is not so.
那既然不是怎么，这个话是什么意思？
If it's not so, how do we understand this?
弟兄姊妹，我们看到这里的话一连串下来。
For instance, we see all these words.
主来。
That talks about the Lord comes.
他显明他是女人的后裔。
And he manifests that he's the seed of the woman.
然后他就带进新造。
And then he brings into new creation.
你看到了。
Now you see.
不仅是带进新造。
Not only did he bring into new creation.
你再往上去看。
If you continue to read on.
新约的预告出来了。
That's a proclamation of the New Testament.
弟兄姊妹，你说这一段的话是不是非常非常的重要？
Brothers and sisters, can't you see this is, these words are very important here?
就是三十一章里边，神跟耶利米所说的话是不是非常的重要？
And all these words in chapter 31,
在这里他预告
they are very important,
旧约要结束了。
That it foretell that the Old Testament will pass?
Will end.
Oh,
新约就要出来了。
And then the New Testament will come forth.
那神就用新约来带领他的子民了。
And then God would lead his people with the New Testament.
所以弟兄姊妹你注意了。
And brothers, you pay attention.
希伯来书在 San Bruno 这一边前才不久才念完希伯来书。
In San Bruno, we just finished the book of Hebrew not long ago.
我们念到第八章的时候所带的一大段的话就是根据这里来的。
So in chapter 8 of Hebrews, all those words are based on here.
神说日子将到啊。
The God said the time will come.
他要和以色列将由大家另立新约。
I will establish a new covenant with the house of Judah.
是整个十二支派。
Is all include all 12 tribes.
以色列家。
The house of Israel, house of Judah,
都包括在里头。
They all included there.
这个是完整的以色列。
This is the complete Israel.
神说要与他们另立新约。
God said he would establish a new covenant with them. Francis, you remember?
当神对耶利米说这个话的时候，
When God said these to Jeremiah,
犹大支派在没有问题。
Judah was there, there was no question about it.
便雅悯支派也在，也没有问题。
And the tribe of Benjamin was there.
利未人部分的在，也没有问题。
The Levites, part of them were there.
但其他的十个支派呢？
But the other 12 tribes,
不太知道上到哪去了。
We're not sure where they were.
但神在这里说。
But God says here,
以色列家,
the house of Israel,
那明明是指着那十个支派。
And it clearly tells about the 10 tribes.
犹大家,
and the house of Judah,
那是包括犹大、便雅悯。
It includes Judah and Benjamin.
那就是整个十二支派都出来。
It's a complete entire 12 tribes.
神是和这十二个支派重新立一个约。
And God, we establish a new covenant with them.
而这一个约不是在出埃及的时候所立的那个约。
And this is not the covenant they established when they were out of Egypt. We thank God.
当我们读下去的时候，你就看到这就是新约的内容吗？
When we continue to read on, we see this is the
就是神
content of the New Testament.
神在他的子民中间所要做的那一件事情吗？
This is what God wishes to do among his people.
那新约和旧约的差别是在哪里呢？
What is the difference between the Old and the New Testament?
完全是从神的做工的法则这一方面来看。
And this is completely based on the principle of God's
word. 在旧约的日子，
in the day of the Old Testament,
神用律法来带领他的百姓。
That God led his people with laws.
每一件事情神都清清楚楚列在那里。
And everything was established there clearly.
你们要这样，要这样，要这样。
You have to do this, do this, and do this.
你们不能这样，不能这样，不能这样。
And you cannot do this and this and this.
你们只能照着律法的要求来活。
You can only live according to the requirement of the laws.
活对了，那就蒙福。
If you live accordingly, you will be blessed.
活得有差池了，那就。要受灾。
If you go astray, you'll be cursed.
这个是旧约。
This is the Old Testament.
一切是根据外面的约束。
Everything is based on the discipline from outside.
一切是根据外面的管理和要求。
All the requirements, outward requirements and disciplines.
但到了新约的时候呢？
But until the day of the Old, the New Testament.
那这句话我们应该很熟了。
Brothers and sisters, we should be familiar with these words.
33节。
Verse
33. 耶和华说：“那些日子以后，我与以色列的所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。他们个人不再教导自己的邻舍和自己的弟兄说：‘你该认识耶和华’，因为他们从最小的到最大的都比认识我。”
So when Verse 33 on, this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord.
Brothers
and sisters, you see, this is a new covenant. The principle of the new covenant is that God places laws inside man's heart. So when man knows God, it's not according to outward matters. But it's according to the life inside. Because the life within is Christ Himself. And the Lord Himself is the summary of all laws. We thank the Lord. When we see all these matters, And that at that time when we see these things, we see that how God is telling, expressing His will to Jeremiah that He wished to turn around the whole matter.
From
the old covenant to the new covenant.
而这一个整个来说,
and this entire matter.
那是神的救赎的计划往前推进了一步,
is the fourth, the going forward of God's new covenant.
我们感谢主,
of the redemption.
所以我们, 起码说我个人来说, 我是非常倾向上面所说的, 神创造的那一件心事, 是指着这一大堆的事情。
So from my personal point of view, I have this inclination that all these are talking about that new thing that God has created.
而这一大堆的事情的那个关键, 就在女子乎, 包含男子。
And all the key of this all these things is lies into the woman, including a man.
女人的后裔,
the seed of a woman.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
那这个是关乎, 这段话里边, 启示到神救赎的旨意的往前推展的。
And this review the bringing forth of God's plan.
那然后我们又要注意了。
And then we'll pay attention.
注意什么呢?
What should we take note of?
弟兄姊妹你留意。
Princesses, take note of this.
神说了这许许多多的话。
Now, after God has said all these things,
他用了多少次来指明这些事情什么时候发生呢?
And how many times did He speak of all these things when these things would happen?
从 27节开始,
starting from verse 27,
你看到日子将到,
it says the days are coming.
31节又说, 日子将到,
verse 31, the time is coming.
38节再说, 日子将到,
and again in verse 38, the time, the days are coming.
弟兄姊妹你注意,
when sisters take note,
神一再在那里说, 日子将到,
God here once, time and time again, He says the days are coming or the times is coming.
那很显然的, 给我们留意到一件事情,
very clearly, He draws our attention.
在日子将到的时候, 有什么事情发生呢?
What would happen when the time is coming?
你注意了。
Take note of this.
我要。
I will, I shall.
31节也是, 我要。
Verse 31, I will.
然后, 38节那里,
in verse 38, even though it doesn't say I will,
但是却说, 必定为耶和华所建造,
but it says here, it will be built by the Lord.
那这是说出什么呢?
And what does it tell?
说出一件很严肃的事情,
it tells of a solemn matter.
那是神亲自来做成这样的一些大事,
it says that God will personally accomplish these things, these great things.
我们也知道,
And we also know
神亲自来做成这样的一个大事，是借着他自己的儿子来作为那一条道路。
It is through his son as the way that God will accomplish these great things.
那好了，弟兄姊妹，你现在我们开始再留意一件事情。
So now we'll pay attention to another matter.
那神亲自来宣告，他来恢复。
That God will claim himself that he will rebuild.
那为什么他要亲自来恢复呢？
Why does he need to revive himself?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
三十一章的里头
，In chapter 31，
神除了宣告他要做什么事以外
，Aside from God proclaiming what he will do，
他特别在那里宣告他和他的子民，当时就是以色列，他和以色列的那个关系。
He makes special note of his relation between him and his people Israel.
弟兄姊妹们，这个神和以色列的那个关系。在别的地方没有说到那么完全，也没有那么在那么短一次的谈话的说话的里头说出那么许多方面的事实。
There are no other places that tell of the completeness and or from different angles to tell of the relationship between God and His people.
我们看到神和以色列的这一个关系的时候
，When we see the relationship between God and Israel,
我们明白了。
Then we understand.
为什么神说我以永远的爱来爱你？
Then we understand why God say that I will love you with an everlasting love.
因此我以慈爱来吸引你。
That I will draw you with my love.
又说在哪个地方说呢？二十节的下半。
And then also in verse 20, the latter half of verse 20.
我每逢责备他，仍深顾念他。所以我的心肠恋慕他，我必要怜悯他。
Though I often speak against him, I still remember him. Therefore, my heart yearns for him. I have great compassion for him.
就从你看到神这些话说出来的时候，他对以色列的真是款款情深啊。
That when you see these words spoken by God, you see how God has great compassion, love for Israel.
为什么？
Why so?
那这给我们就看到神和他所拣选的人的关系。
It tells of God and His relationship with His chosen people.
那我们留意神和以色列的关系，在这一章圣经里边，神说了几有哪几方面
？Let's take note of how different aspects or different angles that talks about the relationship between God and His people.
第一
，First，
在第九节。
In verse 9,
以色列是神的长子。
That Israel is the firstborn son of God.
那但弟兄姊妹，这是当是说到神与人的神恢复的那个过程里边，以色列是首先给神所选上的。
It talks about the process of revival that Israel is the first chosen by God.
所以在神的感情上面来说，他是长子。
So from an affection point of view.Israel is the firstborn son of God.
长子那是特别是给做父母所牵挂的。
That the firstborn sons are usually the ones that especially
care
by the parents,
孩子们
not that they're playing favorites.
而是因为在那个时候只有一个。
But because at that time there's only one child.
你全部的那个感情都是放在他身上。
That you would give all your compassion to this child.
那以后也许还多几个孩子来。
Later on, maybe you have more children.
但是已经建立起的那一份感情，已经深深的在父母的心里头。
But the love that has established is already deep in the parents' heart.
所以长子这个事情历来都是给人很重视。
So the firstborn sons, it's very important in people's eyes.
那这是第一方面。
So this is the first aspect.
第二方面你看到。
And the second aspect?
神说他是爱子。
God said he is the beloved son.
那就是在二十节了。
And this is in verse 20.
以法莲是我的爱子。
That is not Ephraim, my dear son.
他不仅是长子，也是爱子。
Not only is he the firstborn son, he's also the dear son.
当然弟兄姊妹，这个我们也能体会。
Of course, we can also understand here. Because in the days of Old Testament, God has only chosen Israel.
神把他整个心思都是放在以色列的身上。
God has given his whole heart on Israel.
神在以色列以外，神没有有任何其他的安排。
Aside from Israel, there's no other arrangement by God.
我们记得以色列被造。
We remember that when Israel was
是肩负着神一个永远的旨意的执行者的那一个位分。
When Israel was called, he bare the position, the responsibility of.
我们如果还记得出埃及记十九章里面所说到的，神要他们做祭司的国度的这一点，
He bare the testimony of God, and we know that in Exodus chapter 19.
所以神把他整个的心思在那个段日子里头，全都放在以色列的身上。
So at that time, God has put his entire heart on Israel.
然后呢？
And then later on.
你又看到啊，三十节。
In verse 30.
神说他是以色列的帐，我虽做他们的丈夫。
Verse 32, God said that even though I was a husband to them.
换句话来说，以色列就是也是作为一个妻子的那个身份摆在神的面前。
So in other words, Israel is also like a wife before God.
那这是说到合一的那个问题。
This talks about
神与人合一的那个问题。
It talks about the unification between man and God.
我们读何西俄书的时候，我们也的确也看见神一再的说到以色列和神那个关系是好像一个夫妻的那个关系那样。
When we read the book of Hosea, we can see that God talks about the relationship between Israel and him. It's like a relationship between a husband and wife.
如果神有时脑子里面一下就会跑出基督和教会来。
And I think that in verses mind you will think about Christ and the church.
这也不稀奇。
And it's not surprising.
不过弟兄姊妹记得。
But
verses 这里说的是耶和华说的。
It talks about declares the Lord or Jehovah.
是说到神和以色列。
It talks about God and Israel.
跟基督和教会。是另外一件事。
It's different from the relationship between Christ and the church.
不是相同的一件事。
It's not the same matter.
但是那个意义却是相同的。
But the meaning is the same.
那换一句话来说，耶神做以色列的头。
In other words, God has become the head of Israel.
以色列是做一个接受神带领的。人
and Israel has become the person that accept God's guidance.
那就是这个夫妻的那个关系所表达的。
And it's expressed in the relationship between the husband and the wife.
但是我们感谢神。
We thank God.
虽然以色列人是带着那么许多的悖逆。
Even though Israel has so much rebellious against God.
是一直用着这个关系来看以色列。
But in God's heart, He looks at Israel with this relationship in mind.
那还有，再有一个。
And also there's another one.
这个关系是什么呢？
And what is this relationship?
那是三十三节那里。
It's in verse 33.
三十三节那里，我给他一个，我给他一个名称的好了，那就是神的子民。
I'll give the term to this. It's the people of God.
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
因为三十三节那里就说做我的子民。
Because in verse 33 it says because they will be my people.
四个关系都有一个子字在里边，中国话。
In the Chinese translations, all these four relationships, there's a word son here.
幸亏它不是五个。
I'm glad there's not five of them.
四个就很好。
It's good enough to have four.
五个就和人家说的五子登科是混在一起。五个儿，五个事情。那我们感谢神。
We will thank God.
你留意到神把他和他子民中间的那个关系做了这样的表达。
So you see that how God expressed His relationship between Him and His people.
你就领会到为什么神把他整个的心意都放在。 他们的身上。
Then you understand why how God has put His whole heart onto His people.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这是非常叫我们受安慰的。
And we are very comforted by this.
因为我们看到像以色列、犹大这样在神面前背逆神。神还没有放弃他们。
Because we see that God has not forsaken Israel and Judah, even though they rebel against Him like this.
那么我们今天虽然还是一样的愚昧和赶不上。
So even today, even though we are the same, we are so foolish and we're not up to God's standard.
那神就更不会把我们放弃。
And God will not forsake us likewise.
因为我们今天不是名义上的儿子。
Because we're not the sons by names only.
我们是实实在在的儿子。
We are true sons.
他们是真的是给神收养的。
They are adopted by God.
我们在形式上也是神所收养的。
Outwardly, we are also adopted by God.
但是我们又是有一个里面的事实，是接受生命而成为儿子的。
But inwardly, truly, we have accepted the life of the Son of God.
那因着这一点
，So because of this,
我们实在很得安慰。
We are truly comforted.
但是也很受激励。
And we are also encouraged.
受安慰就是说。不因着我们有偶尔的软弱和失败而灰心。
We are comforted because we should not be discouraged because of our occasional failures.
我们没有根据可以灰心。
We do not have the qualifications to be discouraged.
我们只有根据受激励。
But we have a basis to be encouraged.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为他不放弃我们。
Because he does not forsake us.
那他这个不放弃我们。
Because he does not forsake us.
也显明在他跟以色列的那个关系上面。
This is also expressed in the relationship between him and Israel.
那当我们看到神预告了新约的时候。
So when we see that God has foretold the new covenant.
我们必须记得。当时神跟耶利米说话的时候，那个历史的事实。
We need to remember the historical facts when God was speaking to Jeremiah.
那如果我们站在耶利米当时的历史来看
，If we stand at Jeremiah's shoes at that time,
我们觉得神说这许许多多的话都是虚空的。
We will feel that all these words spoken by God are empty.
因为眼见的环境不是这样一回事。
Because what he can see at that time is not the same.
眼见的环境是巴比伦的军队已经把我们围起来了。
So what he could see at that time is that they are surrounded by the army of Babylon.
巴比伦的军队已经把我们困在一个地方，很快就要攻破城了。
And the army of Babylon is surrounding the people so that they would destroy them very soon.
摆在我们前面的就是一个被掳的这个结果。
And the consequences is captivity at that time.
而被掳这个结果，虽然神借着耶利米说70年就完了。
So even though God has proclaimed that captivity will only last for 70 years.
70年，我还能不能活？我都没有保证。
But I cannot be sure whether I can live until that 70 years is passed.
我能不能活过这个城破的时候的那个危险？我都没把握。
And I'm not sure if I can live through when the city was destroyed.
哪里还管着七十年后的事
？And how can I be mindful of what's going on after 70 years?
就算七十年后是事实。
Even if after 70 years.
但是我们现在是绝望了。
But now we're in despair.
所以耶利米，你说神向我们说这许许多多的话，那有什么意思？
So if you were Jeremiah, would you say that what's the meaning of all these words spoken by God?
那么是虚假的。
Isn't it all empty words?
谁知道前面的事？
How would we know what happens in the future?
神也真知道人心里面所存的意念。
But God knew what's the mind of man.
所以在耶利米书31章的末了。
So at the end of chapter
31.
God has proclaimed two solemn matters.
是什么呢?
And what are these things?
头一件事情,
the first thing,
神说出这个自然的规律,
that God tells of a natural phenomenon.
神说他定规了一些自然的规律,
God says He has appointed some laws in the
nature. 那个自然的规律是什么呢?
And what are these laws?
太阳白日发光,
that the sun to shine by day,
使星月有定力, 黑夜发亮,
and that decrease the moon and the stars to shine by night,
又搞动大海,
and stirs up the sea,
使海中的波浪平衡的,
so that this waste war.
弟兄姊妹们,
do not take these verses lightly. You have to understand it by returning to the days of Jeremiah. When we try to look at these verses today, we see that these are very true.
但是你要回到耶利米当日来的时候来听见几句话,
but if you were to return to the Jeremiah's time to understand these words,
白日太阳发光, 没有难处,
during the day the sun shines, there's no problem about it.
星月有力, 黑夜发亮, 也没有难处,
and that the moon and the stars shine by night, there's no problem.
在人的感觉里面就是这样,
because we all see it that way.
但是说到底下那里, but when
we continue to read on, the two things,
弟兄姊妹们你就会怀疑, 究竟耶利米他们那个时代懂不懂这样的一件事,
that we might doubt whether people at Jeremiah's time, would they understand what these mean?
他说什么?
What does it say?
说潮汐啊,
it talks about the waves, the tides.
弟兄姊妹, 你懂了,现在我们就,哦,我们现在知道了,原来那个海洋那个水的潮涨潮热就跟那个月亮很有关系。
So today we know whether the tide goes up and down, it's according to the moon.
但是他们那个时候他懂吗?
But at that time, would they understand this?
我不知道他们懂不懂。
I don't know whether they understand.
多半是不懂。
I suppose they don't.
但是怎么会说出这样的话呢?
But how would it say about these things here?
说出那个星月在那里有个定力黑夜发光又搅动大海使海中波浪平衡,
it talks about the law of the sun and the moon and about the waves stirred by the seas being stirred up.
我们先不说这个现象,
let's put this aside,
我们就回来说,
and let's go back,
我们不管那个原因是什么,
that we would not look at the reason behind
this.
We know that these are natural phenomenon.
很明显,
it's very obvious.
太阳白天发亮,
that the sun shine by day.
星月晚上发光,
that the moon and the stars shine by night.
然后那个潮汐就每一个月两次的是按照那个规律来 潮涨潮落,
and the tide goes up and down twice a month.
这个自然的规律,
this is a natural,
没有人能改变,
natural phenomenon, and nobody can change it. Who can change it?
你要改变这一个,
if you want to change
this, 你要有多大的能量才能有一点点的改变,
you have to have very great power to change it even a little bit.
不可能有改变的,
it's actually impossible to change this.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
神指出这些自然的规律,
God points forth these natural phenomenon.
这些自然的规律是我定的,
He says that these natural laws are set by me.
而如果没有人能改变这个规律,
if nobody can change these laws,
就没有人能改变以色列人在我面前不住地蒙纪念的事实,
then nobody can change the fact that Israel will continue to bless by me.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
神说如果这些自然的规律不会改变,
God says that if these natural laws cannot be changed,
以色列在我面前断绝永远不在成国的这个事实就不会出现,
that Israel will not cease to have will not cease to be blessed by me.
弟兄姊妹，我这个从历史上已经印证了这个事了。
And we know that from history, we know that it has been fulfilled.
我们常常都提到。
And we often mentioned.
以色列国在人类历史里面所有的古大的、古老的文明的国家里面，唯一剩下来的国。
Israel is the only one old country that's remained until today.
嗯，其他的那些都没了。
All the other ones have passed away.
以色列存了。
Only Israel continues to survive. 但
是它如果只是存在的话
，But if it only exists，
那问题又比较简单。
Then it will be very simple.
但是他们的存在当中是有一些过程的。
But the existence of Israel, there's a process there.
他们亡国。
They lost their country.
他们分散。
And they were scattered around.
他们原来的地图被给别人去霸占。
And the land was occupied by other people.
不是霸占一年两年。
And it was not occupied only 1 or 2 years.
而是霸占了两千多年。
But was for over 2,000 years.
竟然他们能回来，在原地重新建国。
And that surprisingly they could come back, return, and reestablish their kingdom.
没有复国以前。
And before the kingdom was revived.
也没有人能相信。这个事情会发生。
That nobody could believe that it could happen.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神的话说了。
Because God's words has spoken.
事情就要做了。
And the matter would be fulfilled.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他在这里指出一个事实。
He points forth one thing.
如果人不能改变自然的规律。
If man cannot change the natural laws.
以色列在神面前蒙纪念这个事实也就不会停止。
That Israel will continue to be remembered by God.
还有另外一件事。
And that's another matter.
刚才提的是自然规律。
And what we talked about just now is the natural laws.
现在就说到，有没有人或者是物有这样的条件来停止以色列蒙纪念？
We're going to talk about how if there's any man or matter that can stop Israel from being remembered by God.
我神就说了。
And God says,
如果有人能量度上天，
Only if the heavens above can be measured,
或者巡查下地的根基，
And the foundation of the earth below be searched out.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
谁能做这个事情？
Who could do this?
量度上天。
Measure the heavens.
你怎么量度？
How can you measure the heavens?
现在我们说光年。
Nowadays we talk about light years.
那你只是一个观念而已。
It's only a concept.
你实在去量度的话，你根本就没有条件。
If you were to measure, you cannot measure it.
更没有条件的还是近代的发现。
And even so, from nowadays discovery.
这个近代的发现说，这一个宇宙啊，这一个万有啊，它还在生长，还在扩张。
In recent discoveries, we know that this earth, this universe is continuing to grow.
从前说这个宇宙啊，是已经有一个固定的疆界了。
We used to think that's a boundary of this universe.
就是有一个固定的疆界，你也没办法去量度。
Even though it has a boundary, we cannot measure it.
如果现在再加上说，现在这个宇宙还在生长，还在膨胀。
But now we say that the universe continues to grow.
你怎么去量度？
How can you measure it?
从哪里量起？
Where can you begin?
量上天。
If you were to measure the heavens.
又量。巡查下地的那个根基。
And to search out the foundation of the earth.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们几乎可以说，什么是地的根基，我们还弄不清楚。
We can say that we don't even know what the foundations of the earth are.
地球是圆的。
The earth is round.
你说哪里是根基？
So you say, where are the foundations?
你说你在这里拖住它，所以它就是这个是根基了。
So if you say you are supporting it here, this is the foundation.
地球仪就有根基。
If you look at a globe, that's a foundation.
地球你就没办法找到根基。
But the earth, you cannot find the foundations.
但是它既然没根基，它怎么能固定在这个太空？
So if you say there's no foundations, how can it be established?
哦，这好像又引到那个万有引力的那个方面去了。
Now we can relate it to the law of gravity.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们只能说奥秘，奥秘。
But this is, we can only see this mystery, mystery.
没有人能做这样的事情。
No one can do this.
但是说，如果有人能这样做。
But if someone can do this,
我就废弃跟以色列人所立的约。
Then God says that I would forsake my covenant between me and Israel.
弟兄姊妹，我们是在感谢主。
Francis, we indeed we thank the Lord.
这是神的信实。
This is the faithfulness of our God.
神用他的智慧和能力来保证他的信实。
He used his wisdom and his power to a step to confirm his covenant.
因为上面他说到他要重建以色列。
Because later on he will talk about he will revive Israel.
神就在他的信实里头来保证这一个事情一定不落空。
And in his faithfulness, he guaranteed that this would not fall through the crack.
耶路撒冷必定得重建。
And Jerusalem will be rebuilt for sure.
耶路撒冷一定要扩张。
And Jerusalem will be expanded.
我们看到三十八节说日子将到，耶路撒冷一定要重建。
And in verse 38, it says, the days are coming, the city will be rebuilt.
在神跟耶利米说这番话的时候，只是说到过渡为止。
And when God talks to Jeremiah about these things, it's only up to the time of the kingdom.
还没有说到新天新地。
It hasn't talked about the new heaven and earth. It's only mentioning about the kingdom. But thank God.
就是在国度的日子。
In the days of the kingdom.
耶路撒冷要扩张。
Jerusalem will be expanded.
耶路撒冷要成为一个荣耀发表的地方。
Jerusalem will be a place to express glory.
耶路撒冷要归耶和华为圣。
Jerusalem will be holy unto God.
来向整个万有来显出他的光辉。
To express God's glory to everything else.
但是这还没有到新天新地。
But it hasn't come to the day of new heaven and earth yet. And this is not the new Jerusalem. It only talks about the Jerusalem inside the kingdom. We thank God. For the Israelites, their hope is in the kingdom. And God stops at where the kingdom is. But thank God. Today, our hope is not in the kingdom. Our hope is in the new heaven and earth.
And
at that time, we can unite with God without any hindrance.
也毫无保留地来彰显神的荣耀和丰富。
And we can manifest God's glory and abundance without reservation. We thank God.
从以色列的历史的过程里，
from the process of the history of Israel,
我们看到神带着他们朝恢复的路走。
We see that God was leading them into the path of revival.
从不可能有恢复的机会到恢复。
From absolutely without any possibilities of revival to revival.
然后继续带领着他们在恢复的路上进到神所宣告的结局。
And continue to lead them onto the path of revival and to the results of God.
那我们看见神和以色列中间的那一个关系的时候。
So when we see the relationship between God and His people.
我们更要向神低头下拜。
Well, once again, we have to bow down and worship God.
因为透过神和以色列的关系，我们更准确、更有把握的领会到教会和神的关系。
Because through the relationship between God and Israel, we can understand more clearly the relationship between the church and God. And the position of the church in God's eternal will. And its function. And the purpose. Indeed, we thank our God.
那这个是耶利米书三十一章里面所带给我们的一点光。
And this is the light that shined upon Jeremiah 31st.
固然是说到以色列的前途。
Of course, it talked about the future of Israel.
但是那个原则上却把我们带进神永远的旨意的里边。叫我们也看见那个荣耀的前途。
But in principle, it talks about God's eternal will and leads us into the glorious future.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
以色列的复兴已经开始。
The revival of Israel has begun.
新约的事实已经成全了。
And the fact of the new covenant has established.
并且新约是按照神的定义来增长。
And the new covenant was increasing according to God's will.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神今天是把我们摆在当年所预告的新约的里头。
That God has placed us in the New Testament time.
我们不再盼望新约的来临。
We no longer have to hope for the coming of the new covenant.
我们已经站在新约的里面来等候那个神旨意的成全。
Now we're standing on the new covenant to look upon the fulfillment of God's will.
感谢神。
We thank God.
三十一章给我们看见神的信实。
In chapter 31, we see the faithfulness of God.
这一个信实保证了以色列。
This faithfulness guaranteed Israel.
这一个信实也成全了神的教会。
And this faithfulness has fulfilled God's church.
我想我们就这样结束了三十一章。
And here we'll end chapter 31 here.
三十二章和三十三章还是接着三十一章的那个余波来发生的。
And chapter 32 and 33 is a continuation of chapter 31.
我们下礼拜再开始看。
And we'll continue next week.
我们就停在这。
We'll stop here.